Chapter 1. Before the Dream. The Iraq you know is not the Iraq of my youth. The Iraq I know now is not the place where I grew up. Its location on Earth may be the same, its essential geography identical, but it is a very different place. I do not wish to paint a portrait of paradise, for Iraq even then was far from a perfect land. Everyone puts a sheen on their past, their childhood especially. We almost always see it through a window that blocks out the darkness and enhances the light. Looking back, we remember the smiles of our fathers and mothers, our triumphs and successes. The failures seem smaller, the disappointments faded to the margins where they belong. Eons before the Roman Empire was conceived, the region that is now Iraq gave birth to the civilization of Sumer. The cities that made up Sumer were among the earliest known to us today. Cradled along the rivers, the southern Mesopotamian civilization thrived, starting sometime before the 29th century BC. Archaeologists credit the people with many inventions, from the simple but radical concept of the wheel to mathematics that used the number 10 as its base, the same system we use today. Sites related to the Sumerian people dot Iraq, and despite the violence of the country's recent history, important archaeological discoveries continue to be made. That past is literally buried by the sands of time. Alexander conquered what is now Iraq in the 4th century BC. The Parthians and the Romans followed. Christianity came to the land between the 1st and 3rd centuries AD. Assyria, northern Iraq between the Euphrates and Tigris, was an important center for the early Eastern Christian church. In the 7th century, Khalid ibn al-Walid, one of history's greatest generals, helped bring Islam to Iraq. It has been the dominant religion ever since. For the next 1,000 years, Iraq was part of various kingdoms, settling under Ottoman rule in the 16th century and then, following World War I, becoming a League of Nations mandate under British control. Though Iraq was formally granted independence in 1932, British influence remained strong until after World War II. Through much of this time, the most important allegiance a man had was not to the distant emperor or sultan, or even to the local governor or council, but to his family and tribe. Even today, tribal identity is very important. Experts say there are over 150 tribes in the country. Iraqis are related to tribes in two ways, birth and marriage. If a man marries outside his tribe, as a general rule, his children belong to the tribe he comes from. My own tribe is small but important. I still have many relatives in Iraq, and mentioning its name will give them troubles they do not need. Our ancestors and current members include many successful people. My own grandfather was a prominent leader. He had a private militia and was hired by the Turks to fight against the British. I was born December 4, 1964, in Mosul. The city straddles the Tigris River about 225 miles north of Baghdad. It's a sprawling city with parts that date back to the early Mesopotamian civilizations and areas that were among the most modern in Iraq before the war. Some 1.8 million people live in the city, many in densely packed areas of small homes often shared by many adult members of a family. Americans often don't realize how urban Iraq really is. The government estimates that more than three-quarters of Iraq's 31 million people live in cities. More than 7 million of them live in Baghdad. Imagine a country the size of California, but with most of its population clustered into a handful of cities. The vast desert that many Americans think of when they picture Iraq lies west of Baghdad. Lightly populated, it is not the environment most Iraqis experience day to day.